This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
Every day, like every single day, Tariana, you got the hiccups, you're right.
No, I was just waiting for you to call Dr. Jonathan Leachy again.
Yeah, well, we're not calling him that. Here he is on the phone right now, Dr. Jonathan Leach. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
That's probably, surely you had that name at high school or something, Leachy or I don't know. You know,
not a lot. I think my younger brother did, but
Great. I've gone all these years and now I'm
Is your younger brother a doctor?
No. He's got a much cooler profession. He does kind of roping and stuff in the mining industry over in WA.
I'm like, what the heck is
roping? Like in rodeo. I'm like, Jesus, it's roping people. Okay.
You might, I don't know about that.
It could be part of the job. Good morning to you anyway, mate. How are we looking on the COVID front, getting your daily updates?
Yeah, good. Had that just handful of cases yesterday linked to the current outbreak, but all in quarantine, so probably as we'll expect over the next few days. And I think there might even be a few more cases because we'll be getting to people who are getting to the end of their quarantine period, so they'll be having that test before they finish up, yep. I suppose. So I guess we'll see that we may see a few more cases there. But good news in Queensland. I think Victoria is looking okay. Still got sort of 10 cases out in community while infectious, but numbers are much less. And then New South Wales kind of still probably where they're at.
No words.
They're still there.
My question is, do you reckon if we sort of keep going on this good front here in Queensland of sort of like expected cases, but they're all in quarantine, do you think they'll ease restrictions any earlier than what they've said?
I don't think that's likely, so they'll be for at least the week. If things look really good by the end of the week, yeah, potentially they might. And I guess there's always that, there's pretty restricted about gatherings and weddings and things, so there's a motivation to change that. But yeah, I'd probably get everyone expect the 2 weeks, and then if we get some nice surprise, that's great.
Yeah, is it 10 people at home? Was it? Yeah. You can only I don't even have that many mates, so I think we're going to be.
Just like I don't even like that many people. And now all these mates are sitting in the car going, "Did I make the cut?"
Yeah, no, sorry, champion, you didn't. How are we looking all over Australia? Apart from obviously here. We know what we've got to do, and we know the roles that we're playing here in Queensland and Brisbane. We've done a great job, Dr. Jonathan, obviously, but the rest of Australia, how are we looking? I mean, Sydney's obviously, you just spoke about, not amazing.
How's WA going? I haven't heard much about them at all.
Yeah, good. They had a case about a week ago, maybe not quite a week ago, but didn't turn into anything else. I think from memory that was sort of probably not very infectious in community. It was more of a kind of on the way out, but yeah, so they're doing good. South Australia had 3 cases one of the days last week, but nothing since. I think they've had 5 days of no cases in community. So I think it's the eyes are on New South Wales really still, and there was a case in the Byron Bay region yesterday announced, so they've gone into lockdown. So that's close now, obviously close to our border, and that's part of the border bubble, I think they're calling it, but because you can apply for a permit to get across the border if you live in that northern New South Wales. So I imagine that's sort of closed up for now. So I know that'll be impacting people who live and work around that area.
My wife actually had a good question last night. I was falling asleep at the same time, and I remembered it just now, Dr. Jonathan, but she goes, I was half asleep, she goes, what happens to people that get COVID, as in the sense of, like, you go get your tests, you go home.
Yeah.
What happens then if you do test positive? Do you go to the doctors or do you stay home? Do you go to the hospital or do you stay home? What's the process there?
Yeah, good question. And it's different in different states. So in Queensland, the approach has been anyone who gets a positive test to COVID gets admitted to hospital.
Okay.
Doesn't matter how well or sick you are.
Yep.
That's just the kind of, quarantine process. And then all your close contacts will get reviewed and be put into quarantine as well. They won't go to hospital, but they'll be home quarantine.
Yep.
Whereas other states, they've got different arrangements. Only sort of sick people go to hospital, but they've got quarantine hotels that people who have COVID go to and kind of get looked after there and monitored and supported. So, yeah, it's different each state. But Queensland, everyone goes to hospital.
Yeah. Do you have to pay for those hotel quarantine things, you know, if you
yeah,
get put in
not
there?
Your because fault you got COVID.
You know, like, do you?
Yeah, I don't think so. I'd have to check, but I wouldn't think so. Yeah. I know they're not going to want people not to go.
Yep.
Obviously, we're in that stage again that, like, it's really important if you've got symptoms that you get tested or whatever. Going back a while now, I think it was December, I had to go to the emergency room and I'd already been to the doctor, so I knew that it wasn't that because I wasn't getting the rest of the symptoms of COVID. I had a fever though, but we had no cases. And the doctor's like, I actually think you got a kidney infection. But when we were at the hospital, we were talking and she's like, if you had been here 2 weeks ago, we wouldn't have even looked at you. You would have gone straight to COVID ward. What happens if they do that to someone and then they don't have COVID, but now they've been in the COVID ward?
Yeah, and they've got good protocols in those wards. You know, I mean, the last thing they want is a patient who doesn't have COVID spreading it to those who does have it, spreading it to those who don't. So, you know, and they've got ways and they use PPE and cleaning and all of that stuff, and they've got negative air pressure in those areas so that there's much, much low chance of it spreading. But yeah, there's very small risk, but I guess they're kind of weighing up where to put people to kind of minimise the risk across the board. So, you know, of course, you'd have a test, and as soon as that's negative, you'd be moved out of there and so that you're not, you know, there's no risk to you of exposure.
Right. Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I think the other thing with that, too, you said getting tested is really important. And that case in Kansas recently, and I don't know all the details, and I don't want to, you know, throw someone under the bus, but it sounds like that person was out and about for a good week or so.
10 days, I think it was.
Infectious, yeah. and was linked to the previous case. So obviously they knew there was the case up there, and, you know, maybe didn't get tested as early as they could. And there might be reasons for that, but I just would encourage people, you know, if you've got symptoms, get tested as early as you can. If for whatever reason you can't, it's a Sunday, or you're having trouble getting into a testing place, at least stay home and stay out of the public until you can get your test done.
Yeah. Just one more, Dr. Jonathan. Now, I had a mate who was in England who got the COVID. Sorry, I don't know if that you call it the COVID. Got COVID. But he didn't get symptoms for a little while, he said. He felt fine for, like a good, probably a week and a half until he started to look like really deteriorate. So what are people different? Do people react different to this? To this thing? Is it you know, some bodies are affected, some people aren't? Like, what's the go on that?
Oh, yeah, yes, for sure. So 80% of people have a very mild illness. And, I mean, they've wondered at some point whether it might be up to 50% of people are completely asymptomatic, but it's probably something around the 30 to 40% of people who get COVID might not have symptoms. But, yeah, certainly it can, for the vast majority, it's a mild illness, but it's that 20% who might need to be admitted to hospital, and then the up to 5% who are really sick in an ICU, and 1 to 2% who die from it. So the vast majority will be mild illness, and it will present just like any other mild cold or flu, potentially for a lot of people, just that sore throat, a cough, runny nose, any of those mild symptoms. And that's why you just can't assume that it's not COVID just because I'm not that sick or haven't been out very much. You know, none of those reasons make it definitely not COVID.
Absolutely. Now, my last question for this morning is, obviously, a lot of people are starting to get vaccinated. They've opened up a mass vaccination hub. I think it's at the entertainment centre. We're coming to get our second doses tomorrow.
Did they mass vaccination? I did not know that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, actually. But when you get it, obviously, a lot of people will get some sort of a side effect. I know one of our team here did get side effects. In those couple of days after your vaccination, do you just assume if you've got something, it's just because it's a side effect? How do you know between a side effect or if you need to go and get a test if it's in those couple of days?
Really good question. And I think it's about what's common side effects and what you don't expect. So what I tell people is, what you expect is in the first few days is things like headache, aches and pains, tiredness, and mild fever. If it's more the cough, sore throat, runny nose, then you should get a test.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's kind of just differentiating between those kind of general flu-like symptoms versus the specific ones where it's where it could be a cold, and those ones you need to get a COVID test.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
You're always just, you're so knowledgeable.
We really brought out the weird and wonderful questions today.
Yeah, we did. We did. But that's why you're here, mate. Thank you so much again for giving us update on everything COVID. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Great. See ya.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.